Well, I want to do something a little fun but serious at the same time. And I would like to tell you, first of all, a little story about a restoration I once did. It involved the time when I first arrived here to San Diego in 1976. I was in the Navy. And being in the Navy in a fairly big town, I mean, not like L.A., but still, you need wheels to get around, I started shopping around for a car. Well, I wanted to not only buy a car for transportation, but I wanted something that I could restore, something that was worth restoring, a classic, but that wasn't going to break the bank. So I started looking around, and lo and behold, I see, jumping out of the pages, a 1966 Ford Mustang Fastback. With a V8, Pony Interior, and all the bells and whistles, but it needed some restoration. So I called the woman and asked her if it was possible to come by and see the car. She said, sure. This woman was 85 plus years old, but a sweetheart. So I stopped by her place of residence, and to my surprise, when I arrived, there were two other gentlemen there. But there in the background was that beautiful sky blue 66 Mustang. Didn't look too bad from a distance. But once I approached and went over it with a fine-tooth comb, I could see it needed restoration. So I presented to the woman my offer. She was asking, at that time, I believe it was $2,400, which wasn't too bad. And she says, okay, well, let me go talk to these other two gentlemen. So she did. But she talked to each of us one-on-one. Well, when she got finished with those two, she came back over to me and she goes, let me ask you a question. I said, sure. She goes, what are your plans with this car when you buy it? I said, well, I want to restore it back to original. I want to make it even better than original with really, really good stuff that I want to put and replace on this car. And she tells me, okay, saying that, I'm selling you the car, not the other two gentlemen. I said, oh, really? She goes, yeah. Now, to let you know, they offered me more money than what you're offering me, but because of what you told me, I feel a lot more comfortable selling it to you. I said, why? What did they say? Well, one of them said he wanted to hop it up and put big racing wheels on it and stripes and that, and the other one the same. She goes, I couldn't see my car being changed over to that. So with what you told me about the restoration back to original, the car is yours. So there you have it. I was really blessed and drove off and started the restoration. I want to tie this in with tonight's sharing. So the title of tonight's sharing is simply, Man, God's Restoration Project. We oftentimes use the automobile as an analogy because of some figurative analogies to draw on. Well, tonight, that's what I'm going to use to deliver the message. We are God's restoration project. God rescued us like one would do with an old abandoned car. Now, some would say about this old abandoned car that it has no value or life. And when God looks at the car or us and thinks, huh, this car is in terrible shape. It's dead. The interior is in bad shape. And secondly, has a need of a new power plant. It's also rusty. It doesn't shine and needs a new paint job. Look, what God's word says in Psalms 51, 9 and 10. I'm going to read this out of the NLT. Psalms 51, 9 and 10. It says, don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. In other words, God's saying, we're saying to God, please don't look at the rust we have or the stain. We want a new paint job. We want to be restored. Verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God. He wants to give us that new engine, that new inner being. O God, renew a loyal spirit within me. So you see, God definitely is into the restoration business. So we can get rid of our stain or rust from sins and receive a fresh new coat of forgiveness. You see, God knows what he's dealing with. But, he says, I will clean it up and restore it whole, speaking of us, and give it a new life. Let's look at a few of our new functions. First, we are given a powerful engine. And no, not a 426 Hemi, but a 365 24/7 power plant, which is called Holy Spirit. With this power residing in us, we are tapped into the source himself, Almighty God. I would like for you to look at a very familiar verse concerning this. Please go to Philippians. And when you get to Philippians chapter 4 and good old verse 13. We know this by heart, but I want you to go there for those who may be new. And it reads, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You see, God gives us the power we need, more so than an earthly motor or engine. When one restores a vehicle, they add features, some custom, some standard. Nothing God restores us with is standard. We are restored with his best, with such goodies as true love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. You see, this whole sticker on the windshield reads all these goodies that we have. Meekness, temperance, and the ministry of healing, to name a few. So if we live in the Spirit, then we need to walk or drive like we've been restored whole. When we operate what our Abba Father has given us, then what our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has paid for, we need to use and to enjoy the ride. There are many others who are looking for the perfect restoration job for their life. And now we can give them the perfect referral, Almighty God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, there's a lot of restorable souls out there, and we have the answer. In life, there are many packages this world offers, but there will always be flaws, no matter what. With God's restoration plan, it involves the process of stripping down the old and putting in our new lives with all the other new parts. Please go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? A new creation. Old things, the rusty ones, the broken parts, the stuff that doesn't work like it's supposed to, are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Isn't that something? All things are become new. God doesn't mess around when he's restoring. Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Verses 22 through 24, I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible, Ephesians 4:22. And it says, strip yourselves of your former nature, put off and discard your old unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life, and becomes corrupt through lusts and desires that spring from delusion. And be constantly, verse 23, renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. 24, and put on the new nature, the regenerated self, created in God's image, Godlike, in true righteousness and holiness. So, we've got all these things that we can put on. But what I wanted to get back to was an interesting word used in that verse 23, which said spiritual attitude. Our attitude, simply put, is a mindset which determines the life-changing choices we make. It was once said, attitude before underwear. So when we start our day, we want to make sure that that's what we're working with and that's what we start out with before we do anything else. We need this attitude for our restoration / renewing of our whole lives. It's available for all mankind. Now, concerning this restoration project, we know that God started with a one-man restoration crew, Jesus Christ, but now has many, you and I. Now, once a car has been restored, it can go up for auction. And the evil one is always placing a bid for you and I. Transitional word, but, the restored man has already been purchased by the top price, Jesus Christ. We've been taken off the world's auctioning floor and given a home in God's heavenly showroom display for all eternity. So, since we can offer a priceless restoration for man's life by the man who offered himself as a complete price, Jesus Christ, then let's do some saving of lost souls and help them go from rusty to shining for the Lord. Allow me to close in a verse of scripture that says it all. Out of the NLT, please go to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. In other words, don't let the world customize you, put big racing wheels on you and cheap paint and aftermarket parts. No. God's is always the best. But it goes on to say, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think, by changing the way we operate, by changing the way our motor purrs and the power we have within us. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. That's what we want with the restoration God offers. So, I'll close by saying, let's enjoy this ride. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Father, for restoring us whole from the inside out, for making us new, for giving us that Holy Spirit, Father, and all the other things that come through that, and especially for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who endured the ultimate price. And I thank you for each person listening tonight and their families, that they too can be blessed by you. And I know we are. So we thank you in the name of all names, our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.